How does an ex-military warrior release his former sense of obligation, of protection to all the weak in the world, and eliminate caring for the foolish and self-destructive, and instead focus on my own rational, selfish, emotional, and social goals? Well, I think the first thing that you should do, sir, call you sir because of the implicit rank that you offer, you should go back and re-identify why the obligation to protect the weak and help the foolish, etc., is involved in your job. Because if you think about it carefully, you will see that it is not involved as an altruistic self-sacrifice that you now have to get rid of. A proper soldier, assuming he can escape conscription and he is able to do it by choice, a proper soldier goes in for selfish reasons, not because the weak are too helpless or the foolish are too stupid, but because himself, his loved one, his family, his country are at risk, and he wants those preserved for his own sake. If you see it that way, then you will not see your discharge as the entry into another world. It will be the same world with the same moral principles, but the context will now change. You will no longer, if it's no longer war, have to worry about protecting those on your side. They will have to do what they can do, and you do what you can do. Don't let people tell you all of your heroism is proof of the superiority of altruism. Also, I've written on that, but I can't remember. Oh, the West Point speech, I think. If you look up the speech I gave at West Point.